Dean. How are you this morning?
Very good, Tony. How are you?
Well, I'm going to say the RC words, if you will, road construction. It's been interesting, actually, over the course of years to watch the plan unfold for road construction around the city, the plan to redo the infrastructure has been on the books for a long time, and a lot of work has been done over the last few years, hasn't it?
It has. I'm not sure if you're referring specifically to our CSO program.
Yes.
Or our CSO program.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You may have heard or read in the State Journal that after this year, the city will be taking a temporary hiatus from our CSO program for a few years, and that's for a variety of reasons.
Well, tell us those reasons.
Primarily, the escalating costs associated with this program just simply aren't sustainable. In addition to that, we've got additional burdens related to a new program called Sanitary Sewer Overflow Control, SSO. It's another acronym that people are going to have to get used to and hopefully understand. So with these two combined programs, the costs are simply not sustainable. So we're working with the state of Michigan to combine these programs into what we call an integrated wet weather management plan that will allow us to create a more sustainable program. It will hopefully be spread out over a long period, which will therefore reduce our annual cost, and not only our annual cost, but those of our taxpayers.
Go ahead, Dean. I'm sorry.
And there are some other benefits of integrating this program, just economies of scale, breaking it into five-year segments that will allow us to be more adaptive in our management. For example, at the end of 5 years and before we start the next five-year segment, we'll take what we've learned and apply that to the next segment and be more efficient in the next phase.
For folks who who don't recall, explain what the CSO is specifically and the SSO.
Sure. Well, that could take hours in itself, so I'll try to distill it down to the basics. But CSO stands for Combined Sewer Overflow, and what that means is when our forefathers 100 years ago first installed sewers in Lansing, it was a great improvement. It got raw sewage out of the curbs and gutters and eliminated disease, and it put all the sewage in one pipe along with the storm sewer and then discharged this combined sewage to the river. That worked great, except it was polluting the river. And the problem with that system, Tony, is that the wild card is rainwater. When we get a significant storm, that combined pipe flow goes up dramatically, and it surcharges and it overflows. So the essence of our CSO program is to take that single pipe system and separate it into a new sanitary pipe that the proper sanitary sources are connected to, and then a separate storm sewer pipe which handles just the storm sewer flow. And so that eliminates the surcharging and the overflows.
Now, the funding for this project, I would imagine, was set aside, but now I would imagine with the budget deficit, those monies need to be used elsewhere?
Well, primary concern is the escalating cost associated with continuing the program and then adding on this SSO program on top of it. And so this temporary hiatus will allow our fund reserves to build up. It will allow us to complete this integrated plan that we're hoping will be spread out over a longer period of time. It's kind of like your house payment. Then that will reduce our annual cost and make it more affordable to not only us, but our ratepayers.
Now, this needs to be renegotiated, the project details, through the Michigan Department of Natural Resources?
That's correct. All this is being driven by environmental regulations, and we're working with the state. It's called their department now is called the Michigan Department of Natural Resources and Environment, MDNRE. There's lots of acronyms in our business, unfortunately. So they've been very cooperative, and they've given us very positive feedback so far. And I did want to mention that we still believe in the program. It may seem to some people that controlling cost and protecting the environment are perhaps competing interests, but I would say that if communities are forced into receivership as a result of these financial burdens associated with these programs and therefore aren't able to complete them, then nobody wins. So we view this as our way of allowing us to continue to complete the program, just in a time frame that works for everybody and in a manner that's more efficient.
And the project has reduced sewage overflow.
It's been hugely successful. We've been at the CSO program for, this is our 21st year, and we have eliminated 950 million gallons of annual overflow to the river in the course of the program. We've put in miles and miles of new pipe. We've rebuilt, I believe, over 75 miles of roadway. So we still believe in the program, and we'll continue with it, but we just need to retool it and right-size it.
All right. Well, construction starts on April 11th. Work this year targets Oakland Avenue between Walnut and Martin Luther King Boulevard. This area will be closed until October. Is that true?
That's correct, yes.
All right. And then southbound MLK between Oakland and Saginaw Street will be closed June through September.
Yes, that's correct.
So and just follow the signs, right?
Follow the signs, follow the detours. There are changeable portable message board signs up. You can go to the city's website and get current updates. So we've done our best to get the information out there. And just be aware when that starts for folks that take that route in the morning, allow yourself a little bit of extra time. It's always a little bit slower that first week during a detour or road closure until people find their way around.
All right, Dean, we will probably call you a day or two before that project starts just to remind our listeners. Thanks so much for your time.
You bet.